Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. First off, I want to say that I agree completely with Dan Price's views on marijuana. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Marijuana is not a harmless drug. And those who think legalizing it will turn all the growers into legitimate businessmen who will be happy to pay taxes on their crops, well, it ain't gonna happen. Another thing that has been sort of bugging me lately is, how come every time the names of the four guys that did the bear spray thing in Fortuna are mentioned, either in print or on TV, they have to say, after identifying Mr. Bone, he is the son of County Supervisor Rex Bone. The guy is an adult, nowhere near Rex's control. And give Rex a break. Rex has enough to deal with without being reminded of a wayward son. There was some information on the paper and on TV about the snowy plover, whose reproduction habits are rather primitive and leave them open to raiding by crows, ravens, and other predatory critters, as well as we humans. Killing the crows and ravens by poisoning has been suggested as one answer. There are lots of crows and ravens around. There are hundreds by my house in town. I know that crows and ravens are pretty smart birds. How long would it take them to figure out that hanging out around the plovers is a bad idea? I saw on TV once a raven landed on the back of a snowmobile at a race. The bird hopped over to a zip-top fabric lunchbox, unzipped it all around, flipped open the top, took out a sandwich in the bag, and flew off. If they're that smart, maybe they wouldn't have to destroy too many birds. But killing birds because there are a lot of them to save birds that there are few of, well, I don't have the answer. And then there are the carcasses to deal with. If they have been poisoned, that wouldn't be good to have them lying around. As I said, I don't have the answer. While I'm on the subject of endangered species, I saw a picture in the Times Standard of dead sharks, where they were taking the dorsal fins. I read once where sometimes they catch them, cut off the dorsal fin, and toss them back in the ocean. How cruel is that? I also have seen pictures of elephants slaughtered for their tusks. Rhinos are killed for their horn because some Chinese guy in ancient times thought it was an aphrodisiac. I know there's no way to stop it, and the perpetrators are trying to survive, but what a shame. It breaks my heart. I picked up the state-issued election book and was going to figure out how to vote on propositions. Oh, what a joke. About 2 minutes worth and I quit. Then, like on Proposition 30, one guy, a state official, tells us one thing, then someone else, equally prominent, tells us the exact opposite. Who to believe? Someone is obviously lying. How can they get away with that? Now, I want to keep our schools funded, even though my last grandchild graduates next spring. Again, who to believe? Friday, November 9th, the Eureka Chamber Music Series presents Anton Nell, a fantastic pianist. That's Friday, November 9th at Calvary Lutheran Church at 7:30 p.m., right across the street from Alice Burney School. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.